I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Servcast, Mobile Serb's Canadian tech-focused podcast. I'm Patrick O'Rourke, and Brad Bennett, a man who refers to himself as the bad boy of tech. He is across the internet from me. How are you doing, Brad?
I am the baddest boy of tech. I actually am going to court today to sue Apple for not giving me more iPhones. That one ran out of steam, actually.
It was a good start. I was wondering where you were going to go with it.
Yeah. I was like, I'll sue it's him like, and like, about what, though? Didn't have a great
It's like
one.
You're on the old Verge cast when they wore like
Paul ties Miller, and suits like, used and to stuff. Always wear suits and ties. Yeah. He used to always wear like a short sleeve white shirt, I think.
It's like kind of warm. That's true. So this week we're doing a preview episode of the Apple event. I will be in Cupertino next week for the event. This podcast is coming out on Friday, I believe. There's a lot of stuff that we expect to see. There's a lot of stuff that we don't expect to see. And I think the plan for this episode, we're just going to like go down the list and talk about different things tied to like what might show up at the event and what might not show up at the event. So one of the first things that I wanted to bring up, and I think sometimes people in our space put a little bit too much stock into this. Like, you know, the little words or the phrase or whatever is attached to the invite at an Apple event.
Yeah. This one's far out, but I want to say there was like a Swift related one at one point when they announced the Swift coding language. And what was the last one? I can't even remember like the WWDC invite, but there's always a two or three word phrase and an Apple logo stylized in some way that we assume are hints towards what we're going to see. Right.
Yeah. So this one's far out. There's a couple possibilities of what it might mean. There's like rumors surrounding the iPhone 14. Having a periscope lens, that's something that's a possibility. I don't think that's the case. I think it could be tied to the fact that the iPhone 14 Pro is supposed to have a bigger wide sensor. That could be part of it in some sense. And then there's like the satellite connectivity rumors related to like emergency calling
the Apple
and being
Watch?
Able to make... Not with the app. Oh. So that is part of it. We'll get into it. But the rumor is that the satellite connectivity stuff will come to the iPhone 14 this year and then the Apple Watch Pro, which we'll talk about later, next year. So you're not wrong. It could be part of it. Those are the two things that I came up with for what far out might mean. Like to me, it has something to do with Zoom likely. What about you?
Well, I don't know if it has to be Zoom as much as it is just night photography. You know, everybody loves night photography. I don't know why, because I don't know a lot of people that do night photography. But I think it was the Pixel 4, maybe it was the 3 or maybe the 5. I honestly don't remember. But one of the Pixels had this big astrophotography push, which wasn't like zooming up to take the stars, but it was like if you put your phone down and you don't touch it and like hit the shutter button, it will take like a minute long shutter and allow you to get photos of the stars in a way that like phones were never able to do before. I'm kind of leaning towards the periscope zoom, although I don't know if I necessarily want them to be like zooming that far. But I think maybe astrophotography, like maybe this iPhone is just going to have a better like mode where you can just sort of like prop it up on a rock outside, obviously not in a city or something, but point it at the sky and it will take, you know, a minute long exposure on its own and give you some star trails or whatnot.
That could be cool. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that one only comes really from the image of the Apple. It's like the Apple logo in sort of a star field. And that Starfield photo looks like a astrophotography photo to me. So maybe they could do both, like periscope and astrophotography, because realistically, the astrophotography thing, as far as I know, is more software-based. Like the current crop of iPhone sensors should be able to handle it. But I could be wrong. Either way, it definitely seems, unless it is satellite connectivity, but that seems like a weird one for Apple to hype up, unless they're about to change like the game. They're like, you don't even need to be on a carrier anymore. That'd be nuts, but I don't know if they can do that. So it seems like it's going
to be supposed to just be for emergency calls.
Be pretty cool. That is, I guess, a game-changing feature. Not for everybody, but it will definitely save some lives. So maybe that is important. I don't know, but I'm thinking photography. Knowing Apple, knowing where they've kind of been pushing the phones and what's been selling phones traditionally in the past as marketing, I think it's it's either got to be 6G or astrophotography.
It's 6G, 100% 6G. Far out. It's far out though. It's still far out.
Yeah, 6G. Yeah, it's just like we're gonna talk about 6G and it's far out and it's coming in iPhone 12. No, 24.
So let's talk about the iPhone 14. I think this is probably the less exciting iPhone update. The rumors indicate that it's going to have the same design as last year, roughly speaking. It's probably still going to have the same A15 chip as the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 13 Pro. I think the chip shortage has finally hit Apple to some extent. They don't have enough for both the 14 and the 14 Pro. And then the big thing that I think is probably worth unpacking a little bit is that the iPhone mini is likely gone. It's no more, and it's being replaced by a 6.7 inch iPhone 14 Max. How do you feel about that? Were you in love with the mini or do you not care?
I wanted to be in love with the mini, but like I couldn't because it was just a smaller phone. And as like the kind of, I don't know, this is so dumb, but I love photography. So like that extra zoom lens on the iPhone truly means a lot to me. Like I'm one of the people that will spend extra on that. So I wanted the mini for the small size, but I never wanted it because it didn't have the camera array. But I am going to be sad if they do get rid of it. Although the rumors are is that they'll keep the iPhone 13 mini in the product line. So if the 14 doesn't truly change that much, I guess the 13 is still there. Although what we would really want in the mini, I guess, is like a battery life improvement. And it doesn't seem like that's going to come this year. So sad.
I used to be an iPhone Max guy. Like that's what I used all the time. And then I think this was the first year that I switched to
just the regular
Pro. And I love it. Like, I don't know why I walked around with the Max. And now when I hold the Max, it like hurts my hand. It feels so big.
It's heavy.
And it's just what I always did. Like for 5 years, I just always had the Max because it was always the one that had the best features and I want the best features. But now that
for a while, really... it did have the best cameras and everything too, right? Like the iPhone 7 Pro, I don't think it was Max at that time, but like the bigger iPhone in that like home button phase.
Plus or whatever.
Yeah, the pluses. They were better. I think they had like two cameras and stuff.
So for me, like, I don't really care about the iPhone 14 Max. I'm not that interested in it. I think the mini had an audience, but it's obvious that audience wasn't big enough because it would still be around if it was, right? Like they would have released another one this year.
Yeah.
But I know you mentioned that they might keep the mini around in the iPhone 13.
I hope that they do, just for those people. And I think we talked about this a lot when the iPhone SE came out, but I had this theory of like the mini sort of, over the next few years, shifting its way down the product line and sort of replacing the iPhone SE as that smaller, cheaper phone. Maybe the 13 will like filter down to that point, but it doesn't seem like that strategy is going to pan out for me. But let's talk about the big one, because that is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of into that. Unless you had something to say.
No, the only thing I was going to say is you've been away for a little bit, but there are rumors now that the iPhone, the 10R will basically be the new SE. That'll be the new entry level one next year, possibly. So I don't know if the whole mini entry level argument will end up playing out, but yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah, let's talk about, do we want to talk about the Pro?
No, not the Pro. I just want to talk about the big iPhone 14.
Oh, the big boy, the 14 Max.
So like that kind of, I could see that being a huge seller for Apple. Cause like when you look on the Android side of the market, it's like everyone's building bigger and bigger Android phones. Like even the Pixel 6a is like a big enough, they're like cheap Android phones are big. So like the entry level, it seems like carriers are able to like sell bigger phones, bigger batteries. Maybe, people just like having a big phone, in the same way that you were saying you use the Max for years and before I started here, I used the biggest iPhone for years too. It was just like almost sort of statusy symbol. I don't know if I want to like admit that to myself, but something about that, like the big phone just feels intense. So I could see the big iPhone 14 Max or whatever it's called being a huge seller for them, Because if you had like say an iPhone 12 or 13, upgrading to the regular 14, meh. But if you can get a bigger phone with a much better battery, that's maybe justifiable, I could see it selling like crazy.
They're also not doing it out of nowhere, right? Like Apple, everything they do is calculated. There's like data that backs it up. It's obvious they have some sort of like research study that indicates people like larger phones. Like you mentioned, we see it in the Android space and that people weren't buying the mini at the same level that they hoped they would. So, like, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I can really see, like you said, the carriers pushing it. Like, I can see Rogers, like, just this phone everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. iPhone 14 Max, like, you know, more battery, whatever. And like, that far out thing we were talking about before, like, if astrophotography is the new feature, maybe Apple's strange. They could maybe hold it to the 14 Pro, but realistically, like what I was saying, because the Pixel did it so many years ago, like, even the new iPhone 14s, not the Pros, should be able to get like that astrophotography, which should ideally give them a huge boost in their marketing from Apple just being like, this is our new feature, take photos of the stars. I don't care if most of our people that we sell phones to live in cities, take photos of the stars. So we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, I think the 14 Max or whatever it's going to be called is going to be a big hit.
It's still going to have the notch too. That's going away, at least on the regular 14 models. We don't know anything about colors. Usually colors leak. I haven't seen anything about that. That's one of the things that I'm always excited about that I think some people find a little strange. Like, I'm always hyped for the new color. There'll be some sort of a new color, but we don't know.
Bring yellow back.
It's got to be that 70s yellow, the like cool...
Yeah, like that.
The XR little, one.
Yeah. I would even go a little richer, somewhere like the iMac, sort of like a little more in that school bus territory, just really punchy yellow, even if it's just like the edge or something.
I agree with you, as long as it's the front of the iMac and not the back of the iMac.
Yeah, the back gets too gold for me.
You know what I mean? Like, the back is like a little bit too yellow, but the front is much nicer. And that's something that like I talked about in my review for far too many paragraphs, because I love colors.
We could totally talk about colors. I mean, iMac, yeah, that's like leaning more towards orange. But yeah, let's see. There's likely going to be a purple. I mean, they got to compete with Samsung in that space. They've been doing purple ones for the last little bit. They did the green as the special edition last year. I guess purple was the special edition the year before. Maybe it was the year before that it was in the lineup at the 11. The 11 had a purple.
I just wrote about a red Apple Watch Series 8, so they might do something where it matches the iPhone 14. Possible.
But won't there be a red?
Another like red version of it?
They're likely, isn't there red versions of all the iPhones except for the Pros?
This is supposed to be a new red.
Oh, a new red. It's been a time, you know what, they could update that shade of red, actually. It's been like 20 years. Cool charity, though, actually. I don't know how
software
much
update.
They actually do, but that's a cool one. Yeah, red, green. Yeah, I don't know which colors I want. I don't like the blue that Samsung put on the new Flip or Fold, really. Those like really sort of desaturated versions. So hopefully Apple gets something really punchy. Maybe an orange this year could be fun. Like Alex's PC case, like the Teenage Engineering PC case one. That color is really trendy this year. So I could see an orange. Do I want to put money down on orange in the initial slate or orange coming out in the summer, like 6 months later when they kind of do
that? Oh, when they do that 6 months later one?
Yeah, because that is this. I'm going to put in the initial. I'll put in the initial and I'll revamp if they don't put it out. But I think that we're going to see an orange.
Going to clip this, share it on Twitter.
Yeah. If they do put out an orange iPhone, I will definitely be clipping this, and I'll be like, I called it 7 days ago.
So the iPhone 14 Pro, it's a little bit more interesting. I think, like, last year's update from the 12 to the 13 was pretty... Was last year the year that they squared off the edges, or is that with the 11?
That was the 12, but last year was the 13, the 12, yeah. So it's been 2 years of the same design.
So the same
last year, I feel like the biggest thing was like, we're better at video now. I feel like that was the big selling feature last year. Cinematic mode
was cool, a little overprocessed, but I think people did like it. I had fun playing around with it, but I honestly haven't used it since I reviewed the phone. It's just not for me.
Yeah, I've used it in a few videos, but yeah, it's. I really just wish it was 4K and like a little cleaner, but maybe we'll get there this year.
So in the Pro, same sizes as last year. One of the things that's worth noting is that the notch is reportedly going to go away. There'll be a pill-shaped circular cutout. Sometimes, like, depends on the rumors you believe, like, some indicate that there'll be, like, one cutout for the camera, which is the pill-shaped one, and then there'll be a circle for Face ID. Some indicate that, like, the sensor is in one pill-shaped cutout. It's really just, like, in a sense, Apple playing catch-up with what Samsung's been doing with the S series for a really long time, with the hole punch. Yes, very aware of that. Will Apple do a better job of it? I don't think it's possible. Like, Samsung's hole punches look great. Like, I don't know what Apple could do to build on that. Am I glad that they're finally doing it and getting rid of the notch? Sure, but the notch never really bothered me that much to begin with.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. The notch doesn't bother me at all. But when I do see the renders of what, like, the 14 Pro might look like, maybe a little sexier. Like, it is a little more visually appealing, but it doesn't, it's not going to change the life. Like, if I, you know, there's not, doesn't seem like, I guess that screen upgrade wouldn't be enough to like convince me to upgrade from a 13 Pro, you know?
Yeah. So that's the big change this year. That's not coming to the iPhone 14, to be clear. Like, it's only the Pro and the Pro Max that are getting the pill cutout thing. Other stuff, A16 chip, that's a big deal. But with that said, the rumor is that it's only going to be very like 10, 15, maybe not even 20%, between 10 and 15% faster than the A15. So it won't be that big of an upgrade, which in a sense makes the A14 and the fact that it will likely only feature the iPhone 14 and the fact that it'll only feature the A15 chip, like, not that big of a deal, because it's really not going to be that huge of a power jump. Yeah, and I guess the last thing is, it's supposed to be a camera upgrade year. 48 megapixel wide camera sensor in the main shooter. I think, like, we both know that, like, megapixels don't mean everything. It's more about the sensor and the processing and that sort of stuff. But, like, I guess that's a good question, since you're a photography guy. Like, why would they be increasing from a 12 megapixel sensor? Like, what could be the reasoning behind that? What does that offer people?
Well, I think it's kind of what you have in the notes here. Like, I think you have to be at 48 to get 8K, which is apparently going to be like a video
is
thing.
That why? Okay.
Once again, not necessarily like a huge upgrade, like, to notice between 4 and 8K. I think, honestly, it's just like the iPhone's been on 12 megapixel cameras since the 4S, maybe? Maybe it was the 5, but it's been a really long time.
It's been a really long time.
So that step up will truly, it's like a sales thing to Apple, in my opinion. Like, it will likely produce better images, you know, if you want to take a raw file and play around with a little more, crop in a little more. Like, you do get those improvements that, you know, on Android phones, they've been doing 50, 48 megapixel, 36, whatever, for years. So we've seen sort of like what the improvements can do, but where it falls apart on Android, where I think Apple is going to pick up the ball, because the A-series chips are just so much faster, is Android phones like suck at processing 50 megapixel images. So when I first got the Fold and the Flip to test out, I was like, I'm gonna go out and test them. Like, they got the 50 megapixel in the Fold, and like the OnePlus 10T and the Nothing phone, and everything is just 50 megapixels now. The new Pixel 6, 50, like, it must be the new thing, right? But they all been down to 12 because they don't have enough processing speed to accurately process a 50 megapixel image as quickly as they would do a 12 megapixel image.
So when you take the same thing,
but I'm hoping Apple, because its chips are so much faster than Android, okay, that processing gap you won't notice. So they'll actually be able to process a 48 megapixel image. I don't know if it'll play out that way, but like, yeah, there were times where I would like take an image with the Fold and it'd be like, whoa, like, it's 50 megapixels, sure, but I don't think it, like, the HDR didn't go on, like, something else is missing. The shutter speed was definitely slower. Like, there's so much more motion in this person biking. And then you take it with the Flip, which is like a 12 megapixel camera, it's supposed to be better. It's like instant, and the HDR is intact. The sky looks nice. Everything is like crisp, sort of what you would expect from just using cell phone cameras normally. So I think Apple with the 14 Pro will ideally have the power to like actually treat 50 megapixel images with the speed that they've been treating 12 megapixel images. But that's a bit of a pipe dream. And I mean, they could very well just follow like the Android thing where it's like, we've got a 50 megapixel camera. 99% of the time you will be using it been down to 12 and you will never notice and you will enjoy it, but it's there. But Apple generally does things a little different. You know, they wait until something's really cooked and then they put it out when it's ready. So I like to think that this camera is actually going to be truly not, you know, it's going to look better than the iPhone 13 Pro, but act as quick and as processed and as whatever, you know, those words.
The iPhone still takes my favorite photos, like, of all the phones that I've ever used, just the post-processing style. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
The Pixel 50 megapixel camera on the Pixel 6 was like, I really, really enjoyed it. I did find it like a little slow, like what I'm talking about, but like the ability to like crop in and like I had this one picture, it was just like this random thing, and I cropped it in like 300% to a branch and it was like still sharp. And so that phone photography is like very exciting. Yeah,
that's a camera I haven't spent that much time with, is the Pixel 7. Like, I've only used it, like, I think at the office, I took a couple photos with yours, but
yeah,
it's one that I haven't spent personal time with, like, messing around with. So to be fair, maybe that would have ended up being my favorite camera. I don't know.
I don't think so. It has its own quirks too. I mean, this is another thing that sort of happened when the, and I don't think this is going to happen with Apple. It depends on if the sensor sizes like significantly increase alongside the megapixel count this year. But the Pixel had like such a bigger sensor that it was naturally capturing like more depth of field than you would like kind of expect from a cell phone photo, which was really cool. But then it was still sort of like processing them with like a way that sort of felt a little old school and was like kind of over sharpening all those like natural elements that the camera finally being this big was giving us. So like I said, there's been some quirks in sort of all the 50 megapixels that the Android phones have put out over the last 2 years, and Apple usually really just doesn't take it off the pot until it's ready. So I'm hoping that this will be like the best cell phone camera and Apple will truly like step in the lead again. But then again, I'm talking way too much for this, but diminishing returns exist, so we'll have to see. Let's move on, I guess.
I don't think there's anything else to talk about with the iPhone 14. Like it should be like a bit more of an update than last year, but it's not going to be a full redesign, right? It'll be another I don't want to say minor upgrade, because I think getting rid of the notch is a relatively big deal to a lot of people, but it's not going to be like a totally different device. It's going to be the same phone that we had last year, just slightly more powerful with maybe a slightly better camera and a different camera setup on the front.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the other thing too, is if they do move to 48 megapixels, one of the cool things about the iPhone is like front facing, rear cameras, everything was 12 megapixels. Like it was the same sensor. So there was a lot of consistency on Apple's phones, and hopefully this doesn't shake that up too much, or maybe they'll throw a 48 megapixel sensor in the selfie camera, but probably not. The last thing too, also you mentioned there might be a periscope zoom. Do you think that replaces the existing zoom, or they go S22 Ultra route and they stick a fourth camera on there?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a periscope lens on it. I don't see Apple doing it. Maybe they push the zoom up like a little bit. Like what is it now? Three times?
Yeah, it's at like 77 millimeters. Yeah, I want to say that the Pixel was like maybe 90. So yeah, there's a bit more play you could get. But then again, I don't know. It's strange because 77 is like pretty versatile. Like you can use it to get like nice portraits with like a good depth of field without having to use portrait mode, which I always liked. And the further you push that out, the harder it is to like use that zoom as a more versatile camera, because we get into this all the time, but like the ultra wide and the wide are both wide cameras, and the zoom is the only one that's got like a little bit of focus to it, so I use that one a lot for that reason. So anyway,
like I could see it being 3.5 or 4 times or something like that, but we're not going to see like 12 times or 15 times or like some Samsung ultra level stuff like that. S22 ultra level stuff, like that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I kind of hope not, because the four cameras is like a lot. But the S22 Ultra, I mean, I guess that, you think that Apple cares enough to compete with them, or they don't even really care?
No, like I don't think they're ever like looking at what Samsung, they're 100% looking at what Samsung's doing, but I don't think they're ever looking at what Samsung's doing and be like, we need to add this to their phone next year, right? Like if it was in their game plan to add like a 5x camera or something in 2022, they would be doing it regardless as to whether Samsung added a 20x camera to their phone or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always need these moments where you come in and you like remind me that like Apple plans things out 10 years in advance. Like they're not retaliating like forever, to the thing Samsung like did 6 months ago. You need to relax. And, yeah, you're right.
That's not to say they can't pivot and like do things differently, sure, like or change stuff. But there are certain aspects that are somewhat set in stone, right? And certain they 100% decided like 3 years ago that this was the year that they were going to get rid of the notch, right? They were going to move to a hole punch
probably
design. Like that was decided, I don't know, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago, right?
It's the last thing Steve did.
Yeah. That'd be so funny. Okay, AirPods. I think there's going to be second-gen AirPods Pro. I will like...
Yeah, has to be.
Bet.
We need them.
Like, I don't know. I'll bet something on that. Like, I think that beyond just the iPhone, like, that is the one thing, the one accessory, the one product that I am near 100% certain will be shown off. I don't know what's going to be different about them. I assume they'll have like slightly shorter stems, better speakers, better battery life.
Mics I would love too.
Better mics. That could be something too. I would love them to be more durable. This is my second pair of AirPods Pro. I'm relatively careful with them, but sometimes they fall out of my ears. And then when I put them back in, they are never the same again. That seems to be what happens. I don't know. I don't, is there anything that you want to see or expect to see in them?
I expect to see better mics. I don't know why. I mean, this is just me reacting to like the current marketplace again, but the Pixel Buds Pro came out the other day and I think they have better mics than the AirPods Pros. I don't have AirPods Pro, so I haven't done them side by side, but I've been listening to lots of other people do like mic tests, and it just seems like there's a little more processing happening in the Pixel Bud Pros that's like boosting your audio, which seems to be helping a lot in like loud outdoor situations, which is pretty cool for wireless earbuds. Like, I'll never take a call on my bike, even though I know like people might be able to hear me, but like it's not going to be a great scenario, so I never do that.
I want you to be in the next meeting on a bike.
That would actually be hilarious. Next podcast, just the whole time. No, I wouldn't be able to hold it. I have like a rig of like a 360 cam or something. Oh, I got, anyway, I'll get into it. My GoPro got sent back, but they didn't send me back the battery. So anyway.
Oh no.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't foresee that many changes, right? Because the AirPods Pro already have all the spatial audio and the head tracking and all those like advanced Apple specific features. So I think, yeah, better sound quality, hopefully a little more, maybe some, I think smaller. The industry seems to be going smaller. Like, we got the Beans, we got the Pixel Buds Pro 2. Are they just called Pixel Buds Pro? But the Samsung Buds, the new ones,
Pixel
the
Pros Buds
are
two
also
Pro.
Very small.
Because I complained about the name because it's real stupid. 2 Pro.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, they seem to be getting all smaller and smaller year over year. So I think that's the biggest change we'll see. It'd be interesting if they do like a Bean, like a fully in-ear design, but who knows?
It's going to be the same, more or less the same high-end wireless earbuds, just slightly better. I use these still more than anything. I do use the Buds Live quite a bit, but this is like my second pair of wireless earbuds, so I'm hyped for it. I think it's a little bit overdue. Like, I think the Pros came out in 2018 or very early 2019, so it's been long enough that it makes sense for an upgrade to be coming.
Yeah, and they just redid the regular AirPods last year, and I want to say the Max were the year before that. So it seems like in terms of AirPods refresh cycles, we're either going to get a new wired earbud from Apple or obviously new AirPods Pros. They're putting the headphones back
next?
In the box, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, put them back in. So there's quite a bit to unpack surrounding the Apple Watch. Rumor is that there could be 3 Apple Watches at the event. For my sanity, I'm hoping that is not the case. Some people think there'll be an Apple Watch Pro, a Series 8, and an SE2. I don't know how you want to do this. Do you want to go through the Pro first and then go through the other ones?
Yeah, I think so. It's the most interesting, so let's kick it.
So the Pro, like, we've talked about this before the pod, and like I think we were talking about it yesterday a bit too. The Pro seems to be like the high-end Apple Watch designed to go after the Garmin market. And I know you disagree a little bit with me on this, but that seems to be based on like the leaks and the rumors that we've seen that Apple wants to release like this kind of extreme sports outdoors focused version of the Apple Watch that's more durable, might have satellite connectivity this year, will probably have it next year, and has like the standard upgrades that you would expect from a new Apple Watch, like the S8 chip. I think we're currently rocking the S7 and the Series 7. And then, like, I believe the new sensor this year is a body. I was writing my recap. I just added it to it. What is it? Not skin temperature. No, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like a body temperature sensor.
Oh, okay.
A body temperature sensor is essentially the rumored, like, new health feature for this year. I'm, like, kind of excited for it because it's supposed to be a new design. Like, it's supposed to have a flat screen, it's supposed to be more squared off. It's like, in my mind anyways, it kind of looks like that the John Prosser leak from last year that didn't come to fruition. Like, that's what I think it probably is, and I think maybe that's what that leak was tied to, maybe, or maybe that was just a giant fake. I don't know. I'm excited
to
see it, but
I
don't think it's for me. Like, I don't think that's the smartwatch for me.
No, me either. I mean, I'm still using like a Series 6 and I kind of love it. Like, I don't, it's never let me down yet. Yeah, it's like, it's not even the SE. Like, it's good. Like, it's always on display. It's fast. Battery lasts me like 2 days. I'm good. I'm happy enough. It's actually charging right now. But what was I going to say? If they do the squared off edges, and I actually meant to bring this back up with the iPhone 14 Pro, but the fact that they haven't redone the iPhone design in a while, I'd like to see them go back to the iPhone 5 and 5S, where the edge was like, had a bit more of a chamfer around it. It was less 90. It had like a second edge there.
Like a little curved?
Yeah. Not even like a second curve, like almost like a hexagon, like flat, and then like,
okay,
and then like straight again. So
I wouldn't be against that.
Yeah, if you have an old iPhone 5 or an old SE, pick it up later and maybe you'll kind of see what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm thinking it more than I'm expecting, or maybe I'm remembering it more than it actually is, but I could like to see that. I like the cube design of the phone. I'd like to see it on the watch, but maybe a little more like design into it would be cool. Also, randomly, I just saw this.
Which is fun. I'm in my parents' house. For the listeners that don't know.
And I just saw an iPhone 6 on the shelf. Yeah.
Oh, really? Just sitting there? That's funny.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, is there an iPhone over there? There is. Hilarious. Anyway, sorry, I'm back.
I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about the Pro because I don't think it's for me. I'm not like a super active
I think
person.
You should tell the story about how your brother uses his Garmin because I don't know anyone else that uses it like that. Yeah, I think that's an interesting use case for this type of satellite connected device.
So my brother has a Garmin. I don't know which one it is, but it's very expensive. Like he spent like $700 on it. And it has the ability to, it's just a smartwatch. It has the ability to connect to GPS. And he goes camping a lot and he goes remote, like canoe trip camping by himself. So one of the things that like my mom has asked him to do is to like check in to make sure that he's okay when he's on these like 4 week, 5 week long canoe trips. So through this Garmin watch, he's able to like just send an automated message that basically says like, I'm at my campsite, I'm safe. And then the next day he can be like, I'm headed out, I'm at my next campsite, et cetera, et cetera. They're like automated messages, I believe sent over some sort of GPS signal. And that it's possible that to compete with Garmin, Apple will bring something like this to the Apple Watch Pro. The last leak that I wrote, I think yesterday, indicated that those features aren't coming yet. Like they'll be coming next year. But that the satellite stuff will be coming to the iPhone 14. So who knows? But like the thing with the Garmin angle is like my brother loves that watch. Like it's like people that buy that type of smartwatch are like super loyal to Garmin, right? And they often don't own an iPhone. They own like some sort of an Android phone. That's like the type of person, at least in my mind, that buys that kind of smartwatch. So if that really is the audience that Apple's going after with the Apple Watch Pro, it's a bit of a tough sell to me, at least the archetype of the person that I have in my mind that buys a Garmin watch, which I guess is like my brother in a sense. So I don't know. It's like an interesting strategy. And then I also question like, is that Garmin exercise outdoorsy person market really big enough to even go after?
That's where I get
it's going to be interesting.
But yeah, I think like we are starting to see it. And I mean, Apple's strange now. Well, maybe not strange, but they're different. They're changing, you know, wider products along more categories. Like there's two MacBook Airs right now. Like what? Where are we living? But
both
so
don't
perhaps
need to exist.
Yeah, but they do allow Apple to like offer a wider range of prices, a little more choice, and the salespeople can, you know, push in different directions. So perhaps adding just another watch to the line could help just bring in a few other people. Because they kind of, I would have to imagine from, do they still sell the Series, is it Series 3, SE, and then Series 7 right now?
So I believe they still sell the Series 3.
Yeah, but there's like three price categories. So this would add a fourth like upper mid-range or upper category, I guess, beyond like, oh, getting the ceramic one, if they even make that still or whatever those like really high-end ones were. And
Series 3 is $249.
Nice. But yeah, perhaps that's just the move. It's like, it doesn't matter if the market's big enough, but we want them all. We want every market, so we got to have a category there.
It could be, yeah. And like, I mean, it's not like the Apple Watch Series 8's not coming out, right? They're still going to make it. It's still going to come out. It's likely going to be very similar to the Series 7, another relatively pedestrian update with a faster chip, a new health sensor, the body temperature thing that I mentioned. It's not going to be an exciting update in any way, right? It's going to be pretty expected, the Series 8.
Yeah. I mean, we'll likely get a new color there too, I guess, right? Like last year was
probably
the green one. Do you have the green one? Do you have the green one?
Yeah, I got the green.
So last year was green. I think Alex has the Starlight one. That's honestly my favorite still. So hopefully they continue with
that. Nice.
Yeah. I'd actually like to see a Starlight like iPhone with less like gold accents. You know, I think that the iPhone 14 or the iPhone 13 Pro, was it Starlight or was it just gold? But I would have liked to see it be more Starlight. I really am like growing to love that color.
Yeah, I like it too. It would be nice to see them have it around a little more. Although, isn't it the MacBook Air that has the issues with like the paint chipping off a little bit? Is that the Starlight one?
I think that's the blue one. Maybe it's the Starlight one too. Okay. I think you would notice it less on the Starlight. But yeah, I think the blue one has those and the fingerprint, crazy fingerprint issues.
The last Apple Watch is the Apple Watch SE. I don't think there's really been any rumors about this other than the fact that it's probably coming. I expect it would have a faster processor. I would love them to bring the always on display from...
Right, because this is the only thing holding us back.
It's the only thing. Otherwise, it would be like the killer Apple Watch, like the one that you tell everyone to buy.
Yeah.
The 5 was the first to have the always on display, right?
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So take the display from the 5, drop it in the SE, and you're golden. Killer smartwatch.
Don't even change the chip, honestly. Yeah, like we don't need it to be faster. I don't even know if they're really making them much faster year over year anyway, but I just want to watch that. Like when I look at it, it tells me. You know what I use my Apple Watch for the most, more than anything else, which is crazy? Two things, I guess. But like switching songs when I'm biking, and I use it's like an Astro watch face. It shows you when the sun is coming up and going down. So I can always know when like sunset is going to happen. So when like I'm videoing, it's like, okay, like, you know, fall's approaching.
That's a good
like,
point.
I need to be like right after work, we got to shoot this, or like, you know, we can wait an hour or like whatever. So I find the more I get into like videography, photography, that just simply being able to be like sunset, all right, is like, I look at that like all and maybe once or twice a day for that purpose alone, which is pretty cool.
I just use mine as a watch, like for the most
part. No, I do that too.
And I track fitness stuff. Like if I'm going for a bike ride or I go running or like I go for a walk or something like that, I don't use any apps on it ever. I rarely respond to messages. I know that's like, particularly with the Series 7, like that's just a me thing. A lot of people do the swipe text directly from their Series 7. And it's supposed to work quite well. I tried it a bit when I was reviewing it and it was fine. I would just rather pull up my phone and do it. Yeah, for me, it's a watch. Like I use it as a watch that has a screen on it and I can do stuff with it if I need to. But for the most part, it's just a watch.
Yeah, I will admit that like I'm kind of a sucker for Fitness Plus. I'm not using it currently, but I've like multiple times in the past.
Use it for a while.
Yeah, I really like it. I always tell myself I'm going to get back into it because it was just like such a nice way to like wake up, do yoga, do some exercise in the afternoon and be like track it all really seamlessly. But I don't know, what is it, like $6 a month or something, maybe more. So wasn't
there'll probably be new fitness features also coming to WatchOS 8. Like I'm sure that's going to happen. They do that every year. We didn't really
maybe
get
the pro
into
one
the
could have like an altitude thing, like those watches
could be,
and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, some of those like high end diving features or something like that.
We didn't get into the OS updates really in this podcast. That wasn't in the plan, but like iOS 16 is coming. The
custom
new Mac
wallpapers.
OS is coming.
Gotta get those fonts.
Yeah. I have my beta installed.
Nice. Well, what font are you using for the clock?
All I have is I can't remember, but my whole background is just like a bunch of emojis. Like I made a custom background.
Oh yeah,
just like
you put
awful
it on Twitter,
emojis. Yeah, it's on Twitter somewhere. Nice. Yeah, we didn't talk about that because we've already discussed it, but like those will all get release dates during this keynote, so that's something that we expect. But iPad OS is coming later.
Yeah, I was gonna say we might not hear about iPad OS, but whatever, that's not the fun one. Mac OS camera continuity, so hyped for that. Like right now you guys are watching this podcast, I've got a camera over there, it's on a wire, it's like on the sketchiest table ever. Maybe I'll take a picture, and if I remember I'll like edit that in. But like if I could just have my iPhone over there, like I love the camera continuity. I have the beta on the MacBook Air and I use it sometimes. It's really, really cool. So really hyped about that. And then obviously the custom lock screens I'm super into. I am hoping, it's just like a little silent hope that I have, but I'm hoping that when Apple like is like, oh, when iOS 16 is coming out, and they don't even say anything, but then people get it and there's like way more fonts than there already are in the lock screen. Because like there's only
they would
right
never
now.
Do that. It would have leaked in a developer beta. As much
that's
as I would love
true.
That to happen,
yeah,
someone would be like decompiling the developer beta and find them all.
Like the fact that it's only 8 fonts is so like anti Apple to me. It makes me upset. You know, like there literally is a scene in every single Steve Jobs movie where he like obsesses about the fonts.
He's a font
it's
guy.
Like, we see him going to the calligraphy class. We see him yelling at people about all the fonts in the first Mac
Didn't
OS.
Didn't he make
like,
fonts?
Yeah, probably. He was crazy. Like, you know, not crazy, but like he really liked fonts. Like it was like a Steve Jobs thing for some reason. So the limited number of fonts on the lock screen of the iPhone is, you know, I'm still happy that they're there and 8 is enough. But, you know, Apple traditionally is like, we have it all. Like for the color picker, it's like you've got HSL, you've got like an eyedrop tool. Like you can change it to any color you want in the universe, but only these 8 fonts. So strange.
Still nice to see them open up customization a bit, right?
Yeah,
like
that's
something
true.
That we
Very
haven't
true.
Really seen from Apple before. So, and like, I realize someone's probably listening to me say that and be like, yeah, you're applauding them for something that Android had like 10 years ago.
People
whatever,
always
which
say
is
that,
true.
But it's like that. No, you can't. It was really, it's not easy to customize the Android lock screen. Like you could do, you get a launcher for
sure.
your home screen
yeah.
easily. But like if you had a OnePlus phone, you were freaking stuck with that red one. I am getting so bright right now, but you were stuck with
What's
that red one. You were stuck with that red one on your lock screen forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's some apps where you could root it, but it's like, it's not easy. It's not built into the OS to change the lock screen on all
yeah.
phones. I think like Samsung is probably the only one that's like good at it. The rest of them are kind of jank. So like you can't do it on the Pixel, you know what I mean? So people commented that in my iOS 16 video and it's like, but can you really like, you know, you kind of can, but it's like, and you kind of can hear, but it's not like Android truly had this. Like when people were like freaking out about like changing icons on apps or it's like that was built into Android and really easy to do for years. It's like, this wasn't easy to do for everyone.
Themes.
So this isn't exciting. Yeah, exactly. They had the themes.
But then on the other hand too, like it's still okay to celebrate things that people have wanted for a really long time, even if another operating system had a version of it. Like a lot
yeah.
of people will only ever use an iPhone, right? Like you can tell them
yep.
all of the new Android features in the world and they're not going to care. So that world doesn't exist to them. When something new comes to iOS, they're going to get excited about it because that's the phone that they use all the time. So there's like that side to it too. Yeah.
I'm a little sad that they didn't like, I mean, when they split up iPadOS and iOS, I didn't really think anything would happen, but I'm upset that they did not add the custom lock screen to iPadOS 16 or 15 or whatever.
Some of that stuff's so weird. Like
right,
the not resizing of widgets, like that was very strange. Not a
yeah.
big fan
and
of
like,
that. Like
they changed the font on the lock screen of the iPad.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it so you could choose the fonts like you can on the iPhone. So it's definitely gonna come next year. I would be blown away if it's not, but it's just like why are these things like falling out of sync when they used to be so tied up and that was like one of the true strengths of Apple, you know?
So those are all the things that like we expect to see. I know we have to wrap up relatively soon, but I wanted to very briefly talk about what we probably won't see at this particular event. So we mentioned some of it before, like I don't think we're going to see new iPad Pros. I think that's going to be at an event in October. We're not going to see iPad OS 16. Apple's confirmed that that's not releasing until October, probably at an event. We're not going to see the M2 powered MacBook Pro that's been rumored with what I assume will be like the new M2 family with the M2 Pro and the M2 Max. That's not going to show up. And more importantly, and this one's a little bit weird because I think there's a possibility we might see it not at this event, not at the October event, but if there's a November event focused on Max, we might finally catch our first glimpse of this VR, AR mixed reality headset that keeps getting talked about and there's leaks about it all the time because it's supposed to come out in early 2023. So like November is the perfect time to show that off, like reveal it, get developers hyped about it, try to get people on board with it, kind of like tease it a little bit because it's an entirely new product. They did that the same thing with like the Apple Watch and even the HomePod. They did it. I know the HomePod's not a success, so it's not a great example, but they did tease it ahead of time to try to get people excited about it. Yeah, so like I do
yeah.
think we may see that device this fall, but not at this event.
Yeah, it would be interesting in the way that like Google has truly like broken down the barriers and been like, try and leak our shit. Like, try it. We'll put it out. We'll
yeah.
put it out. Maybe Apple will get a little more into that zone too, and they'll just start being like, you know, we are working on a headset. Like, here's silhouettes of it, you know. I mean, electric
it's
vehicle
possible.
Manufacturers have been doing that a lot too. So the industry is very like hyping up future
it's
products
changed.
Right now. So I could see it, yeah. But then again, I don't know. It gets hard with Apple because like they used to be so secretive and things are changing there. So it's harder to gauge than it ever used to be.
But is there anything else that like has been rumored that we probably won't see at this event but might see at later events? I think we've covered all that.
Like you had the M2 family you said, but specifically like I think we could see like a what's it called, a Mac Pro, like the desktop kind of big boy one. Not at this event, but maybe this year, just based upon the fact that Apple, you know, a few years ago was like, we're going to refresh our entire lineup with Apple Silicon, and that's still the one odd guy out. So I think at some point this year we'll see that happen, but not at this one. Probably at the same event where we see like an M2 Pro go into a M2 MacBook Air.
Maybe a WWDC.
Or MacBook Pro.
that would be a long time from now, though, so probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows what will happen at WWDC next year, honestly. The product line is so... Maybe they'll redo the like base level MacBook Pro. That could be a good spot to do that one.
They could. It's possible.
If they keep it around, yeah, honestly. Who knows at this point?
So do we have any final thoughts? I think I've talked a lot. I've said all the things that I have in mind. Like we plan to do a post show. I don't know if it'll happen the week of the Apple event that's on the 7th. I think we may do it either towards the latter half of the week or early the following week, but we will have a post show where we unpack everything. I know Dean really wants to do a Samsung Z Flip and Z Fold 3 review episode. We did plan to do that, but just because of vacations, we couldn't make it happen. So we might be doing that at some point in the next couple of weeks too, even though it's a little late.
That could be cool. I know Siobhan still wants to be involved. So
I remember, yeah, you talked about that too. So I think that's something we can probably make happen in September.
That could be a really fun episode. One last thing that I want to see at this event, I'd like to see Apple start inching a little further away from Lightning. I want to see the new AirPods Pros with a USB-C. Mic drop.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I hope so, dude. We're talking about it now.
I think it will. I think you're right. And I think it will because the 2023 iPhone is supposed to switch to USB-C, right? So it wouldn't make sense to release a pair of AirPods with Lightning and then, you know what I mean? Like it wouldn't make sense. So I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. It'll have USB-C.
I'd love to get rid of Lightning out of my life. Everything around me except for this and this are on Lightning. These are AirPods.
Selfishly,
my footage is blown out.
Selfishly, I kind of don't want the switch to happen because I have so many Lightning cables.
Maybe you must have more like USB-Cs, don't you? Next time I come to your house, I'm stealing some. I've got like four Lightning cables, and they're like my only four. It's like one for the car,
please.
One for my desk.
Please take
them.
Nobody
touch them.
Please take them. The best is like when I was on vacation, I was driving to I wasn't driving because I never drive, but I was in the car on my way to Montreal with my wife's family, and they needed like a Lightning cable.
Yeah.
And I had four of them just in my backpack in different places, just like
perfect,
on me. Like, you get a Lightning
USB-C
cable,
or USB-A? You want to be braided? I got you. Yeah.
Do you want it braided, or you're putting it on a weird angle and you don't want it to break?
Yeah. Speaking of driving, any updates on your Ioniq or no? Did you call them?
So
I know you were saying something when we met up the other week, eh?
The situation with that is the salesperson who sold us the car, who is supposed to be our point of contact at the dealer, has quit. He no longer works there. We called and we said, like, we need a new point of contact. We need like a new dealer to give us updates and whatnot. And they were like, sure, no problem. We'll get back to you. They didn't get back to us. That was last Wednesday, so probably got a call again sometime soon, but I'm considering just like going to the dealer like physically and being like, hey man, can you guys like give us a person's business card that we can call, also give us the order printout and offer an update on like what the timeline is looking like, because my Ford Fiesta is, it feels like it's
danced
dying.
Its last dance, eh?
It feels like it knows that like its days are numbered, and it is not. It's got like that Ford shake on the highway. Like it's
that
good.
Ford
like,
shake.
Like it needs to be serviced. I got to take it in to get serviced. It's like at that mileage, but even with that in mind, like it's driving pretty rough these days.
Yeah, service is never something. I'm bad at it too. I'm like hoping my dad's like not in here, but yeah, my like e-brake went the other day. I gotta like get that fixed. So it's just a pain.
My car just makes weird noises, like the strangest noises for no reason. Like it was like squealing for.
Oh,
yeah, geez. That's what it sounds like.
That's
sometimes.
The worst.
So,
that sucks.
Who knows? Okay. Let's wrap this bad boy up. That's it. Thanks for listening to the Stirrupcast. I'll have a full roundup of rumors tied to the Apple event on Mobile Stirrup probably by the time you listen to this podcast. And I'm working on it now. It's almost finished. This podcast goes up this coming Friday. I'll be at the event. There's a possibility that Bennett might be there. We don't know. Still up in the air. I'll be there. I'll have photos, all of that fun stuff from the event itself. So make sure to keep it locked on Mobile Serp for hands-ons and all of our news. The team back at home will be covering things remotely.
We'll be going into briefings. I was just going to say, we'll be doing coverage at home. We'll be going into briefings. Same thing you were saying.
Yep. But there is a possibility we may have two people at an Apple event, which would be a first. But we don't know for sure yet. We will find
Mobile
out.
Mobile Serp is getting swole.
Swole. Expanded.
If there's two of us, we definitely sit at the table with the Verge guys. And we're like, hey. And they're like, who are you? I'm like, we earn this. Don't say anything. There's two of us now. We get to
don't
see
even
you guys.
Don't even answer. You just wink at them and like
look up and be like, how about you don't stand in the back of my shot this time? No, that's, I don't really blame him. That was my crazy shot of like, I'm gonna shoot the whole room, and it's like, well, that's fair that he walked in.
Mm-hmm. The best is like the blooper roll of it too, where it's like in the middle of the shot when he walks in.
Yep. And he like,
it's great.
His hair.
It's great.
It's great. It's perfect. Behind the scenes.
You can find me on Twitter at @Patrick_O'Rourke, and of course on mobileserve.com. Bennett, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and a couple of other social medias like Instagram at TheBradFad. And then, of course, yeah, following all my content on mobileserve.com, mobileserve's YouTube channel, where Dean and I just put up a video on like fold versus flip and, you know, why you might want which one or the other. And it was just kind of a fun video we just threw together one night. So that's interesting. And then I don't actually have it here, but there's another video of the X100V camera and why like getting a small camera like that is still worthwhile in like a world full of phones. So I hope you enjoy that stuff. And of course, this podcast.
Nice. And as always, you can find all of our content on mobileserp.com and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at mobileserp. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.